Bruce, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. My name is Mia. I have a cold today. So in addition to sounding like, you know, between 10 and 15% more sultry, I'm also going to, be a little addled and have lined up a lot of really great music so that I don't have to talk too much because I don't want to blow out my voice. So we may as well just jump right on into it. For those who have not heard the show before, Particles and Waves is an eclectic music program, and it really is pretty eclectic today. I want to start off the show with a tiny story. With some amount of guilt, switched my music consumption over to Spotify a couple of years ago. And really, I found it, for somebody who listens to a lot of new music a lot, and also as a student, it's a little more manageable in terms of the budget. But I, for 10 or 15 years, had all my stuff through iTunes, and even before that, I really came of age in what I'm now calling the Kazaa void between when Napster collapsed and the rise of iTunes. Was like this dark period of years where there was a new file downloading service. It seemed like every week, and you'd use it, but it was still really hit and miss. If a song wasn't on there, then you probably couldn't find it. We're really lucky now. But having switched over to Spotify, my literally 10,000 songs backlog, a decade and change of music covering some of the more embarrassing and some of the more hilarious years of my life in terms of music taste, I don't really access that often. So I went through my entire iTunes library a couple of days ago and rediscovered stuff that I'd totally forgotten about, including this song that I want to play. It's by a Canadian duo, originally both from France and were part of the Montreal music scene. They had been making music on their own for about 20 years, and then they got together, decided to collaborate, and they called themselves Beast. They released a self-titled album in 2008, and the lead single was called Mr. Hurricane. In 2008 was kind of like a banner year for music for me, and I've said that before. I was 19 years old. Music is probably never going to sound as, if not good, then like iconic than it did when I was 19. And I had forgotten about this song, but as soon as I rediscovered it, like, I've been listening to it all week. So I wanted to start off the show with this little bit of a low-key blast from the past, I guess, because holy god, this song is almost 10 years old. Mr. Hurricane by Beast, who, for the record, went on indefinite hiatus after that one album, and we're like, eh. After that, I've got a new track by Minotaurs called I'll Keep Your Shit With Mine, and a track called Midnight Surf by The Velveteens, so please enjoy.
From his river, it ruined my life. I saw him coming at me empty and so cold. I never knew emotion till it caught me in this fall. Can you imagine living one more day with a beast right up in your face? Can you see me dying in this house and any house for a man in vain? Bloody, bloody hurricane. Huh. Yeah.
Look out of the harness.
Let it go, let it go.
Out in the darkness.
Turn out the light, yeah.
Out in the madness.
Let's take your pills.
Finally, you're righteous.
Let it go, let it go.
Go in the dark.
Turned around and we rode one more. A stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Do you love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. My name is Mia. You heard, the Velveteens with a song called Midnight Surf off of their album Slow Wave. Kind of a beach house vibe, but with a little more of an edge, which I can dig. I can get behind. Before that, Minotaurs with I'll Keep Your Shit With Mine off of their EP AUM. And at the top of the show, Beast with a song called Mr. Hurricane off of their self-titled only album. And if you hadn't heard it before, I hope you enjoyed it. There is no reason why a choir style chorus should work in that song, but it does. It's just great. I'm really glad I rediscovered it. Bouncing from rediscoveries to just plain old discoveries, last week, I don't remember how I came across this band, but I found one of my jam bands. Like, if you hooked me up to a bunch of electrodes and were like, think of the abstract concept of what good indie music would be, The Tourist Company would be pretty close, because they make this very dreamy, very emotional indie rock, but it's all about space. It's so good. And they're from Vancouver, so, you know, I can represent for my current hometown. But yeah, they've got they released an album last year called Apollo, which is just all space themed. In a very, and not in like a Moon and Six kind of way, where, you know, Moon and Six is an electronic album I've played where he uses real NASA audio files and mixes it in. Apollo is more conceptual, but so, so, so good. Oh, man. I really was like kicking myself that I didn't discover it in 2016 again so I could like put it on a top 10 list or something. But I'm glad I found it now and I want to play it. A song for you guys called Sputnik that I really enjoy. After that, I've got a new track by Sylvan Esso called Die Young, and the first real single off of The National's forthcoming album. He has called it The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness. It's bonkers, and I love it. I hope you will too.
I am awake at night, waiting for the call. Toss those restless pages, skip forward to the end. Show me where I went wrong, point out the fatal flaw. What's their winning secret? How have they won again? Start a fire, rave past the sun.
We'll be right back.
was The National with The System Only Dreams in Total Darkness, which is the lead single off of the album Sleep Well Beast, which is going to be released in September. The National has not released an album since 2013's Trouble Will Find Me, aka the quickest way to stab at least me, just right in the feels. And not necessarily in like a good cathartic way. It's just a really, really emotional album. You get knocked over by those feels. I'm hoping that this next one is going to be a little bit more, just like a tiny bit more up in terms of its energy. But I really like that single so far. Before that, Die Young by Sylvan Esso off of their new album, What Now? And Sputnik by The Tourist Company off of Apollo, an album that I highly recommend you check out. When I was prepping my show today, and I almost didn't come in because I have this cold and I woke up at 3 in the morning being like, I can't like form words, but I got better throughout the day. but as I was prepping the show, I saw a band name and I was just like, God, I really hope that this band name, like the music, actually lives up to the name because the name is so great. And the band is called All Our Exes Live in Texas, and it's four women from Texas I don't know that they're all from there, but they got together at an Oh Brother Where Art Thou show, and they're from Australia, never mind. I really do hope that all their exes actually do live in Texas, because that's going to be a really interesting story. But anyway, they are exactly what I was hoping. A little bit of country twang, but just very, very good songwriting and catchy tunes. And I've been listening to the album When We Fall on and off today, and I'm going to keep listening to it because I really enjoy it. So I wanted to play the song Candle for you. After that, Mathematician by Kristen Whitco and Blue Room, which is the gorgeous, gorgeous song off of Ghost Twins' new album, Plastic Heart.
Mother said you'd wind up here, written into song. I have to say I'm sorry, for it's taken me so long to write about you. And maybe breaking your sweet heart was what I had to do. But don't worry, baby, for I've broken my heart too. Cause though I see our candles going out, I have to say I've got my doubts. Things have been going so well. It seems a shame to walk through hell together just to say goodbye. Know I'll stay resolved in what I have to do, even if it's just because my mother told me to. She never got you. And yes, I see the irony, it's all becoming clear. But finally I'll write for you a song you'll never hear. Isn't that funny? Cause though I see
Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have entered a soundstage at
CITR
Studio for a visit with
the folks who are
directing the exciting young star
Dama
Dora
and
guest
Ben
The Real World.
The Real World is the UBC Film Society's radio show.
We talk about
events,
actors,
directors,
and genres.
We come up with most of the genres.
And that's what makes it so jazzy.
It's a lot of fun and games, except not that many games.
If you think you can handle all of this, tune in Fridays from 11 to 12 on CITR 101.9 FM.
Shout out to Ed Norton!
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Blue Room by Ghost Twin off of Plastic Heart. Before that, Mathematician by Kristen Witko off of her album Union, which I started out being impressed by, and then I was less impressed by, and then she put a Carl Sagan quote in the middle of the song, and it was saved for me, because I am that much of a sucker for anything Carl Sagan and or astronomy themed. And before that, Candle by All Our Exes Live in Texas off of their album When We Fall. Sorry, as I still have a cold. I have been tweeting a little bit this afternoon about pop music and how much I love it as a genre. A lot of people, I think, especially in today, you know, this day and age when the music industry is just kind of still a shambling wreck. I mean, it's a stable shambling wreck, but it is in no way what it once was. You know, they sort of dismiss pop music as the popular stuff on the top 40 charts, which a lot of the time I have little to no use for myself personally. Some things I like, most things I don't. But pop is also a genre, and it's a hard to define genre, but it is one. It fills a niche that we need. And once you sort of identify that, once I identified that, I realized I'm a huge, huge fan of pop music. Like, I love it. I would 100% rather listen to something that is, you know, less like highbrow, you know, snooty, beloved by Pitchfork, and more, you know, nothing outrageously award-winning, but is fun and catchy and emotional. Yeah, I'll take that second, you know, one almost every time. And these are not mutually exclusive. There are a lot of really intelligent, amazing pop bands who make highbrow, who make indie pop, who make chamber pop, all, you know, who just make, like, regular pop. Again, I'm the weirdest fan of Prozac now, ever. I'm planning on going to see Hanson with absolutely no irony whatsoever in October. It just is a thing. And I sort of said all this and built up all of this because Serena Ryder finally released her new album. It's called Utopia. She released the first single, it felt like forever ago, but it was a year ago, give or take, that she released Got Your Number, and then she did, like, nothing really happened. She just sort of, like, sat on that, and it was a very, very good single. But yeah, it's been 5 years since her last full album, which was Harmony. And the new one is super great, and it's just chock full of amazing pop songs, including this one. It's called Firewater. It was not released as an advanced single, but it's kind of like one of my favorite songs on the album so far. It's just, I'm a sucker for, like, a stomp, stomp, clap rhythm, and it has that in spades. So I want to play that for you, as well as a song called Mabel by a band that's just called Not You, here on Particles and Waves.
You got the fire water running through ya, the kind of remedy that will undo ya. Trying to get the pain to go away, saying all the things you shouldn't say. You're acting like you never even knew me, you're everything you never wanted to be. Trying to get the pain to go away, playing all the games you shouldn't play. Just pour me another one.
Was a song called Mabel by the band Not You off of their album Misty. And before that, Serena Ryder with Firewater off of her new album Utopia. And that's going to be my show. I'm going to be away for the next 2 weeks traveling, but then we'll be back afterwards. So mark your calendars. And I'm going to leave you with a song that I was, again, when I was planning my show, I was looking through Lydia Ainsworth, her album Darling of the Afterglow, and I saw a song called Wicked Game, and I was like, man, there are a bunch of songs called Wicked Game or Wicked Games, and I wonder what this one's going to be like, if it's going to be any different from The Wicked Game. And it turned out to be a cover of The Wicked Game song, but it's actually a very good cover, and I like it a lot more than the original, certainly. So I'm going to share that with you and sign off. Thank you very much for listening to Particles and Waves, and I'm really glad because my voice, I think, just went out.
The world was on fire. What a wicked thing.